When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I like to think about it as this. You can be two things at once. You can be jealous of somebody, and you can also allow that to inspire you at the same time. You can be afraid, which is true, and you can still find the willpower to push yourself or discipline to push yourself forward. Human beings are very complex. And when you start to understand you're not just one thing, it gives you freedom to ride the waves of feelings, to ride the waves of experience, and to kind of go down and go, oh, this is a terrible thing. And know that you will be able to come out the other side of it.
Every single good thing that happens in our lives, everything, comes at a cost. There's nothing for free. Somebody with an incredible career has no relationship with their kids. Everything comes at a cost. But at the same time, everything we struggle with has opportunity and lesson that goes with it. It's always balanced. And when something horrible happens in someone's life or something goes sideways, I always ask, but what did you learn?
Life is about the pain of being alive. And when you know that, I find that very helpful to me. When I come back to that, I'm like, I'm struggling, I'm disappointed here, I wish this outcome had been different. But when I can come back to like, oh, but that's what life's all about. So what do I do now? You breathe it, you experience it, and then you move on and you heal in the doing.
You've got to learn to be more resilient about these things because that is life. It's not a bed of roses. Life is tough.
And there's just a part of you, I think, in anything you're doing when you're struggling, is this really for me? Is this my destiny? Should I be doing this? And we misread failure from some sign. You know, is this a sign I shouldn't be doing it? You know, is this a sign I am, you know, not cut out for this? Instead of looking for signs that you can win. Right? And so I spent the first 5 years literally trying to find ways to quit, trying to find ways to get out, struggling. And I went broke. I lost a car. I had the water turned off in my place. People don't realize that there were just years and years of grinding and struggling and worrying in the beginning. And then I made some mental changes and some shifts that altered my life then again.
I think you can win. I'm positive you can win. You just need to start changing your mindset. It means that you need to look at yourself and figure out who you are. What are you good at? What do you like? How are you gonna get to the place that you wanna get to?
Success is waiting for you. Winning is waiting for you. Achievement is waiting for you because you are a winner. You are focused. You are determined. You are a fighter.
One of the hardest things, which became one of the greatest realizations, is truly coming face to face with myself and realizing that even though I have done extraordinary things in terms of my own thinking patterns, that there was a level to which I was still on the run, that I was darting off to a coffee shop or darting off to an airplane, and all of this racing around kept me from having to truly stop and stand with the woman in the mirror and just be still and figure out, well, what do I really want?
You're a person, you're human, you're alive, and you matter.
Life is so short. Your existence is temporary. It won't last forever. But are you ready? Are you ready to take on the unknown? Are you prepared for it? Are you ready to succeed? Are you prepared to move forward? How much are you willing to give of yourself? And are you ready to fight for it? The truth is, you are going to be broken over and over again. But don't you dare give up on you. Do something with your life today. Don't wait. Just go. Don't sit still. Just move. I'm hurting, but I gotta keep moving. It's okay. We all get scared. We all get pushed down. But we know that we got to get up. Because staying down doesn't get the job done. Don't be afraid to be honest. Don't be afraid to be truthful. Don't be afraid to be different. We are unique. We are special. We are all destined for greatness. So you got to do the work now. You got to make the necessary sacrifices. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to stop waiting and start doing. But you ain't got the right to give up. You don't have the right to quit. I want you to keep living. And I want you to keep looking up. And don't look down. Life is so short. Life, how beautiful it is.
True desire in the heart. That itch that you have to be whatever it is you want to be, that itch, that desire for good is God's proof to you, sent already to indicate that it's yours. You already have it. Claim it.
Discipline desire, whether one can curb it, is a deeper question altogether, which is, what do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like?
Most people allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed.
If you have this burning desire inside of you, and you'll know what that feels like if you have it, you just need to go full force, block out all the negativity and everything else that is around you telling you that you can't do it.
What do you believe you've been destined to do? What talents, skills, giftings, and abilities do you possess to support your desire to do it?
You could literally go accomplish anything in your life if you have this extraordinary desire to achieve them.
Here's something I do know. Sometimes desire waits for a trigger, waits for something to happen. Who knows what the happening may be? A song, the lyrics, a movie, the dialogue, a seminar, a sermon, a book, an experience, confrontation with an enemy. Whatever the experience it is, it's so valuable.
You have to electrify the desire that you have.
Only you know what you want. Listen to me. Only you know what you're capable of doing. Only you know what you dream about. Only you know what the next level is for you. If you want to be what you want to be, have what you want to have, do what you want to do, man, you got to have that desire.
You against you. I'm letting you know that you got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself.
It comes from not talking about I want it. It comes from having this desire, knowing that I got an opportunity. Every day I wake up, I got a chance to make my dreams become reality.
If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life, that is, full of what you like doing, than a long life spent in a miserable way.
If you can find something that you have an innate ability for, and we love doing things we have an innate ability for, right? Have an innate talent, it's in our DNA for, and then go, now I'm ready to educate myself, learn, hustle, go after, see, create opportunities, bam, bam. It's going to be in the prism of my, how I measure every situation where I am going forward. Hunt it down and do what you got to do to get better at it. And then if it's hopefully something that the world can demand, you're...
Man, that's a sweet spot.
Now you're paying your rent, man. Now we got food on the table. Now we're rolling. Now we're waking up with some purpose. Now we're waking up with, you know, yeah, it's going to be a hard day today, but I'm not dreading Monday morning. You know, may want to sleep in, but I'm building something here. I'm in construction.
You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
It's like if you want to have everything you could possibly want and more, then be a good person. The better a person you are, the more likely that is to happen. There's no better strategy.
Don't just do it for the money. You can make a lot of money. When you find something that you love, you will study it. Something that you love, it becomes a difference between being in speaking and speaking being in you. That you will become not just confident, but you will become competent on that.
Visualization is a gift to your heart and your soul. It's a gift. Because if the idea is the seed, visualization is the fertilizer.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap. The entitlement trap of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
Take everything away, and then what is it that you see in the mirror? Do you see there is the loving heart? There is the strength or the willpower inside this body. There is the discipline inside this body. There is a loyal person standing. There is pride inside of this.
And no, you're not famous, and no, it's not. You were, what, before you were ever an actor, before, what are you? What were you? Before you were McConaughey, before you were Texan, before you were an American, before you were an actor, before you were a movie star, before you were a celebrity. Well, come on, get it all off. And it was a purge. You're the only son of a can't get rid of. So, we're going to duke it out for the rest of our life here? Or are we going to figure out how to get along?
You believe, we know from the science and we know from experience that if I exercise, it's a process and it's good for me, even though I can't measure it in the short term. And if I eat well, and I keep doing that, I know it'll keep me healthy for the long term. I'll eat more leafy greens and less sugar. I know I just have to stick to this process that 100% of the time, it works. How long does it take to get into shape when you start exercising? Nobody knows.
Right.
Neither does any doctor. Sometimes a little less time for some people and sometimes a little more time for others. Like, we don't know. We just know 100% that it works. And so I had to get used to the idea professionally that I'm going to do things that I know work, but I won't be able to measure them. And I just have to be okay with the fact that it works, like exercise, like eating right. And so that's where, you know, learning an infant mindset and letting go of annual goals. So people are like, you know, what's your annual goal? I don't have any, because I can't predict what I'm gonna achieve based on arbitrary timelines.
And it's real important in the visualization, you can't see it over there. You have to see it right here.
Feel it.
You got to feel it right here. Like, I am. It's all I am. I am. I am in my dream home. I am in my dream relationship. And then unpack what that looks like. But most importantly, unpack what it feels like. And when you have that emotion in this moment, all of a sudden you stir up something that I don't think will ever go back to sleep. It'll go, okay, let's go get that.
Develop your mind. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You have greatness in you, that you have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. You have greatness in you.
There's a presence in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. When you recognize your greatness, no one will ever pull your strings. You are different. You were created on purpose with a purpose to manifest that purpose through you. But you will never exercise authority and dominion over your life until you exercise authority and dominion over what you are not.
Abundance is just about overflow. It's about overflow. That means that if there were a saucer under this cup, abundance would be everything. This tea flows over into the saucer, and I can feed you from my saucer because I have filled my cup up enough. I use my cup for me, and I feed you from my saucer. Mm. And abundance is saying, I have a saucer in my relationships filled with great experiences. There's a saucer in my health and wellness. I have so much bountiful health and vitality that I can show up for you. There's a saucer with my spirituality that I can pray for you. I can forgive the perceivingly unforgivable and love the perceivingly unlovable. And then there's a saucer for my finances. Mm. And that in every area, because abundance is a 360 experience. See, wealth is singularly focused. Wealth is about your money and your possessions. That's wealth, okay? But abundance is 360. I have a lot of very, very wealthy friends. They're wealthy, they're not abundant.
Your ability to put something into your own mind where nobody else has impact on, and only you know that day in, day out, you just still walk this path and feel for yourself how it's getting real, because it's unbroken, because there's nobody who can interfere.
Make that dash dance. Make it rock this planet. Make it unapologetic. Take no prisoners. Play full out. If you're gonna run, run fast, run hard, even at the risk of hitting the wall. Make your dash dance. Greatness is about being willing to be used to your highest level of possibility, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, even when you're alone, even when it's inconveniencing, you're still willing to lead.
Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create good times. My whole thing is, leaders anticipate, losers react. If you can anticipate what's coming, you can really take advantage. If you wait till it hits you, you're in trouble. The biggest problem people have is they think they're not supposed to have any. Problems are the fuel for growth. It's like, if you don't have any problems, you're either a liar, or you might call them challenges. It feels better. I understand that. Anybody who doesn't have problems is either totally asleep at the wheel, or they don't have much of any kind of a life. But then there's fulfillment. And fulfillment is living what you're made for. Is it a lack of confidence? No, it's a lack of mission. I like winning. I like being the best at what I do. So I'm not going to settle for less than that. Why would I? Michael Jordan making 1,000 shots before you take a break. So you look at Jordan, or you look at, you know, LeBron, or you look at anybody who's the best in the world at what they do, and you go, aren't they lucky? But if you actually study them, you'll see they're doing things, they're practicing in private things that make them certain in public, and they get rewarded for what they do in public.
Yeah.
And you gotta do the same.
When you just know you're gonna mess up, it's not gonna be perfect, you're gonna forget that line that you really wanted to say, but just put all the energy on the audience, everything starts to change. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
It's a shift in your identity. Every single day, 6 days a week. What matters? A few subjects, your body, because your energy matters. That energy is low. Everything I just said is worthless to you. Because when you're low energy, you don't use your full intelligence or ability. You need emotion. If you don't know how to master your emotion, emotions start wars. Emotion creates peace. Emotion gets you children. Emotion is what can make that business work or fail. And most people don't know how to direct their own emotions. Let me be conscious about feeding my brain Things are going to give me not only inspiration, but insight and skill and tools. 68% of the Fortune 1000 were started in either a recession or a depression. Well, the first skill you got to master to be great is the ability to recognize patterns. When humanity recognized the pattern of the seasons, the whole world changed. Because we went from hunter-gatherers trying to survive from place to place where we're exposed to everything, to wait a second, if we plant in the springtime, we protect in the summer, we reap in the fall, and then we hang on to some of that so we can live through the winter, that created communities for the first time, and then eventually cities and states and countries. So that changed the world. What will change a person's life is when you realize there's also a set of seasons in your own life.
It's time for you to recognize.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Your talents, your gifts, the mark that you want to leave on this earth as you go to places that maybe you've not been before. You see, leaders know the importance of getting uncomfortable. They know that nothing grows in their comfort zone. You are prepared to rise up and be the person that you want to follow. Leaders know how to lead their own ship, their own vessel, in the direction that matters to them. Very few people dream of where they're going. And better yet, get other people to follow in their dream. To get the best out of you and the best out of people you lead, it's essential to realize your burning desire, who you want to become, what you want to achieve, and recognizing that every single thing that you do every day, you're writing your future. Take a moment to imagine that you can see an image of yourself in the future. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years. It's you being even better than you are today. It's you who's practiced doing what you need to do each and every single day. It's you healthier, stronger, more confident. Look at the person you have become and recognize this is your destiny. Feel what it feels like to have put the work in to have developed yourself. You are the leader. You are the master of your own life. It's time to rise up and inspire yourself. Be the better version of yourself today. You can be your very best every single day.
It's like people want change more than they want to change. For those of you who want to change, you don't have to be wired. You're already wired to be critical. You're already wired to peep out flaws. You're already wired to do it. What you need to do is take that same energy and apply it to yourself. You have to go intentional and deliberate. How many times do I criticize others versus how many times I criticize myself? How many times do I try to correct others? How many times do I correct myself? If it don't drive you, don't want that. So whatever it is you see that you don't have, if it drives you, go, I want that. And then you got to change. But you can't say you want that and you don't want change. anytime you want anything you don't have, you have to do something to get that, because if you were the person that could have it, you'd already have it. You'd have it already. You don't have it, and so you want it. So you have to become something different. You didn't have that, but you went after it.
Be clear. What do you want? What do you want specifically? Like, you need to be clear on what you want. And I was willing to go through whatever I had to go through to get what I wanted. I knew what I had. That's not what I wanted. It doesn't matter how I'm living right now, because how I'm going to live. And so it's difficult for you because you don't have no clarity.
You're going to figure out who you are, why you tick, what you do. And then you're going to be able to take who you are and what you do and make money.
I want you to be brave enough when something's not working. Do it right. You can't keep doing what you were doing before because you're losing.
But if you can't implement the necessary changes in your life, you won't be able to improve yourself or your situation. If you want to change your situation, you got to get in new information.
I just knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted. I was clear on it.
I'm committed, but I don't know that I'm convicted. Here's what I want y'all to know. We have to be careful, because some of us get an attitude because we're looking for things that people who are convicted get when we just committed. But I just want you to stop expecting what people with convictions have when you just committed. Stop doing that, because now you mad. Like, oh, okay, so coach ain't gonna start me. You just committed. You ain't got no conviction to the game. You just play when it's time to play. That person is up all day, every day, running, lifting weight. Michael Jordan was convicted about basketball. Kobe was convicted about basketball. That's why Mike is who he is. Not because he was the greatest ever, but the conviction that, like, didn't nobody want it as bad as he wanted. He was convicted. Some of us, we let our feelings, like, I ain't feeling it. I'm not with it. That's why I know I'm not convicted to run it. Because I always run when I feel like it. I ain't never missed a day when I felt like it. I've never run, though, when I've not felt it. One of the things you have to do is operate in conviction and not commit. If you're going to win, if they're going to put your name and the number up there, you just can't play this game, because there are other teams that want to do exactly what you got to do. So what you got to do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody sleeps. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. At 8, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up.
But I'm committed to it. Your everyday routine is cleared.
Come on, we have a vision. We have a mission. We have a visionary. We have a mission. Our goal is to move the needle, not surround ourselves with loyal people who ain't competent.
Guys, I see your true colors. A trial or a tribulation hit, and now you wondering if I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. So now you're going to switch the game up. Okay. I want you to see where you are so you can make the adjustment.
I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. We're not playing to the level of our competition no more. Everything you do is going to be in a way that nobody else does. Paying attention, being locked in and focused. Paying attention, being locked in and focused. Listen to me very closely. I take it personal when I do what I do. I don't care who we going up against. 1, 2, 3. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. You can't win it if you can't see it.
You cannot be a prisoner to your preference. You cannot be a prisoner to your own preference, meaning that just because it's what you prefer, if you lose it, you lose it, period. And so you don't make your preference the God, you make winning or losing the God. So if you're losing, you have to do something different so that you can win. You have to self-assess, and you can't let you off the hook because it's you, it's two of y'all. It's a winning you and a losing you.
And you do deserve to be a winner. When you're trying to score a touchdown, there are individuals designed to stop you from scoring a touchdown. Yeah. That's their job. They're supposed to stop you. Your job is to not care about them trying to tackle you, and you keep moving forward. You dominate when you feel like it, and you dominate when you don't feel like it. I've dominated my sleep pattern. I've dominated my laziness. I've dominated procrastination. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. There are no shortcuts. Discipline is you do it so long and so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate. And I realize that most of you in the room, the reason why you're not going to get to where you're supposed to get to is because you don't know how to get there. Now, the other thing I've noticed is that people who have more clarity have more conviction. And you start like, oh man, I want that. I want it. Like, I want that experience. But you don't change as a human, so you can't get that experience. Like, it's not possible for you to have it. You can't change your life without changing your mind, bro.
You have to play to win. You have to be competitive. Wherever you are, whatever your space is, this is my space right here. You have to be competitive, whether you like it or not, whether you feel comfortable or not. And you have to get into a space where you got that dog. It's not for the weak at heart. You can't always be the most talented in the room. You can't always be like naturally gifted, naturally talented. But watch this, you can be the most competitive.
I'm saying y'all don't get it.
You gotta wake up every day and compete. You gotta go after it.
I'm saying people don't get it, bro. It's crazy. People want change more than they want change.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing, bro.
When the time comes, what would you leave behind? What legacy will be left behind to remind others of your greatness, of your losses, of your victories, of your sorrows? This is a short life that we all have, and it's not easy. It's not easy living it every day. But I guarantee you this, there's nobody in the world that can do you. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You still got life in that body. Your heart's still beating. Your mind is still functioning. So you still got to do something to be somebody. To be somebody that they can respect. To be somebody that they can look up to. Today, you must learn to celebrate the life that you have. Today, you must continue to go forward and not look back. Stand up and be strong. Do not allow yourself to give up. Do not allow yourself to give in. Trust in your abilities. So when I say it again, I say it with conviction. Trust in your abilities. Live the life that you have been given. Today is all you have. Don't look for nothing else but today. Make the second, the minute, the hour, the day count. And leave tomorrow alone. It's go time. Fight each day for the life you have been given. Fight until you have nothing else left to fight for. Live. And live your life the best way you know how. Believe in who you are. And just go. Go and attack with purpose and will and strength. Is it gonna hurt? Perhaps. Is it going to challenge you? Good. If you have a challenge, embrace it. Go through that challenge. Sometimes it's hard to get back on track. It's not impossible, but it's a tougher journey ahead. While we are journeying down this path, we must come to a conclusion that there's still much work to be done. And no matter what you are dealing with at this point in your life, it is only a temporary thing. Don't hesitate now. Don't hold back. Keep your mind focused. Life is short. In fact, it may even scare you. But you can't hide from this. I'm hurting, but I gotta keep moving. I'm down a little bit, but I gotta keep moving. I don't feel like doing it, but I gotta keep moving. Being broken, sometimes it's hard to heal, but you can't stop. You can't stop living, you can't stop growing, you can't stop fighting. Throughout the days of your life, you have struggled. And you have been through so many circumstances that many people will never understand. But you made it. And you kept pushing on. You did not give up. Sooner or later, we all gotta punch that clock. So carry on. And don't give up. And don't give in. And do the best that you can to have the right attitude to make your existence matter. Right now, it's in your hands. No one else, just you. So stay strong, be productive, never quit. And from the bottom of my heart, leave your mark and conduct your business.